Green Deer's speech to a joint session of the state legislature included mention of the $1 billion positive impact that tribal hotels and casinos have on the state's economy. But he also made clear that the tribes would not trade jobs for the kind of regulatory exemptions included in the iron ore mining bill that was just derailed in the state legislature.
Good caretakers of the land will never find a level of contamination or threat to their sovereign authority worth compromising. Good job.
Green Deer said that doesn't mean the tribes are opposed to creating new jobs in the state, but he said funding education is just as important as economic growth and that state and tribal governments would have to work together to provide it.
I asked that you keep education as a priority for all, but also consider the districts where our children are going to school, since they are fighting some of the most harsh and disproportionately harsh academic achievement standards there are.
On the lighter side of state-tribal cooperation, Green Deer asked legislators and tribal leaders to be aware of the differences in their political cultures.
The brands of politics are different in Indian country. The size of one's war chest doesn't determine the outcome of a tribal election, but the size of the candidate's family, it just might.
This is the eighth year in a row that the state's 11 tribes have delivered an official address to the state legislature, and the first time a Ho-Chunk leader has been chosen to deliver it. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.